This is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. You're listening to a song called Lake Michigan by the band Rogue Wave. What do you think? Would this song be included on your list of top songs about Michigan? Or how about this one? You probably heard it again and again and again.
Home of the water, Canada's daughter, cradled in a crescent moon grin. Michigan and again and again and again and again.
But I bet you haven't heard this one. Should it be added to the list?
I was born in Michigan, raised in Michigan, wonder what I can be.
Those were some of the questions Jake Cagle had to think about recently. He's a writer for the website The Awesome Mitten. 4 years ago, Jake had to pick his top five songs that either mentioned Michigan in the title or lyrics, or that was about the state. It was easier said than done.
When I thought about it, I could only think of maybe a handful. So I knew it would take me, you know, days and days to come up with an actual list and then to, like, whittle it down to songs that, you know, wouldn't get me laughed off the internet.
I came across Jake's article on Twitter one evening and thought it would be an interesting topic to revisit. IPR collaborated with The Awesome Mitten and asked for your feedback on social media. And just a few days ago, the site published its new list, the top 10 songs about Michigan. It includes Panic in Detroit by David Bowie, America by Simon and Garfunkel, and of course Gordon Lightfoot's The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, among others. Here to talk to me about his top 10 is Jake Cagle. Jake, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So, Jake, in your original post in 2012, you came up with your top five. What was your criteria for those top five? What were the factors in you choosing what you did?
I wanted to find some songs that were generally fairly popular, but maybe not the most popular. I know right in the intro I wanted to lay out, you couldn't count Journey's Don't Stop Believing because South Detroit isn't really Michigan, that's Canada, even though people have argued with me on that on the internet. And I didn't want to include any Kid Rock because at that point I was so sick of hearing that All Summer Long song over and over and over, and it just rubbed me the wrong way. I always get excited when I hear the start because I think it's Werewolves of London, and then it's not. So I couldn't include either of those songs, but I did want to find something that, you know, probably people had heard, but maybe didn't really think of them as being Michigan songs, or, you know, maybe had heard once in passing, but hadn't paid too much attention to it. I know, like, the Rogue Wave song that's on there, Lake Michigan, is in, like, a bunch of commercials and TV shows and stuff, I think. But I don't think too many people ever probably sat down and really listened to that and thought, oh, hey, that song mentions Michigan in it.
Jake, I'm wondering, were you persuaded at all by any sort of feedback that you received on social media in creating this revised top 10 list that recently was published?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the one that jumped out at me the most was I wasn't sure how I didn't include Detroit Rock City by Kiss. That was definitely one that I saw somebody comment. I was like, yeah, that should have been on there. We'll have to remedy that.
Talk about the Milk Carton Kids and their song Michigan. Why was that one worthy of a top 10, do you think?
Oh, that's definitely, that's a personal favorite for me. I hadn't heard it actually when I did the first list at all, and I didn't come across it at all. But I encountered the song probably, oh, year, 2 years ago. I thought that was really good, and maybe the one that was most overtly about Michigan that I really liked. So that's kind of why I threw that in there.
Michigan's in the rear view now. Keep your hands where I could see them.
You've got some Motown in your top 10, Dancing in the Street by Martha and the Vandellas. What hit you about this song?
It was just, I knew I had to try and find a Motown song. And surprisingly, there weren't many, hardly at all, that really explicitly said anything about Detroit or Michigan in general. And it just so happened that this one did, you know, very briefly, just one line. But it is also a very popular song, and it definitely kind of encapsulates what people consider that Motown sound. So it was kind of a no-brainer. I mean, I think if Michigan is known for any kind of music, it's known for Motown, deservedly so. And that's kind of our biggest cultural export.
How many songs do you think you sorted through, and how long did it take you?
I sorted through a lot. I would say I really, I whittled it down to probably 30 that I could live with. I probably looked at least 50, and it took me a while. It's hard to listen to nothing but songs that are supposed to be about Michigan, and especially when I tried to have a broader reach this time. So like in my top 30, I definitely had some weirder songs, or some ones that are on the fringe of maybe what we would consider popular music today. And so I would say it probably took me, you know, a few weeks of really listening every day and then going back and trying to write something at least a little bit on each song.
What was the weirdest song that you came across in your research about Michigan?
The weirdest song has got to be, I think her name must be Aileen Stanley. I was born in Michigan. It's an old song for sure, and she kind of sings in this exaggerated way that I'm sure it wasn't weird at the time, but it's just a kind of style that's definitely out of date, so... It was weird, and it was actually a suggestion by somebody on the article or maybe Facebook. So I listened to it. I listened to the whole thing. I was like, hey, this is definitely something different. Nothing I would have found on my own.
And we heard a bit of that song at the top of the show. Let's take another listen.
But I tell you, when you're from Michigan, here's the way it looks to me. See, I'm a Michigander, and gol darn it, what's the use? My kids are Michigoslins, and my wife's a Michigoose. Cause we come from Michigan, live in Michigan, so what else could we be?
Jake Cagle writes for The Awesome Mitten. He recently updated his top list of songs that mention Michigan. You can find a link to that post at our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. Jake, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
Now, it's pretty safe to say that there are well over 100 songs about Michigan, maybe even more. So here at IPR, we came up with our own Michigan playlist. It's got 30 songs, and you can find it at our website, or if you follow us on Spotify. But I really want to know if you agree. Be sure to leave your feedback on our website and on Facebook. If you have a really good suggestion that I missed, I just might add it to the list. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child was released just a couple days ago, but the book has already sold millions of copies. And our own Kate Botello has already read the book, and she joins me now. Hi, Kate.
Hey, Dan. Hey, listen, I have to give a little clarification there. I did not read this book. I ate the book. and it was delicious. A quick spoiler-free review. What you need to know is that Harry Potter and the Cursed Child was based on a story by J.K. Rowling with John Tiffany and Jack Thorne. Jack Thorne is the playwright. First of all, he does a fantastic job of writing dialogue that these characters would absolutely say and creating actions or things for them to do that they would absolutely do. So you don't have to worry that they're going to say and do things that don't make sense to you. I think there's a terrific sense of closure here in this book for many characters. There's also some wish fulfillment there, a little bit of kind of a fan fiction idea of I wish person A would talk to person B or that these two issues would be worked out. Some of those things do indeed happen. So I think this is really satisfying for the Harry Potter fan. I enjoyed it tremendously, and I would give my eye, teeth, or snap my wand, or I don't know what, to go see this live in the theater. So, Nano, you up for that Quidditch match later? I'm going to smoke you.
Oh, I will be there with bells on, Kate, and we'll just see who wins. This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Peter Payette helped produce the show. I'm Dan Wanshura. Thanks for listening.